Welcome back, family. This is your boy, ED, for all you smart and intelligent folks out there. Listen, that just simply means Ed. Hey, I got another one for you today. Question of the day is, why do you want to study project management? Again, why do you want to study project management? Hey, I got three. As you know, I try to keep it simple and sweet and straight to the point. So I got 3 points that I want to bring out to you. First point, influence. You see, the influence that a project manager has within a team or organization is key. Why? It's because they have the opportunity to really make a difference within the team and the project that they're actually leading. When you're leading a project and you have a team that, again, you know, as a project manager, you don't have direct reports reporting to you when it comes to leading a project the majority of the time. There are cases where you may have some, but the majority of the time you are working in a cross-functional team, working cross-functional with various teams that will be required to support the project. And so you have to have the right kind of influence. That's why one of the things that I'm going to be working on, besides creating the mentorship program, I'm also going to be creating an avatar program as well, or I should say the attractive character, as I used before from Russell Brunson. So it's really going to be the attractive character program, in which the whole goal is creating that project manager to have that influence too. Because again, going back to the influence piece, is that you have to also be persuasive in as you're having this influence on your team as well as on the project. Because there's going to be a lot of times you're going to have to be persuasive to get resources, be persuasive to get, you know, funds to for the project to get funded. And most of the time, I understand when I just say get the project funded, I know my project management nerds out there, because again, I'm one, will say, well, isn't the project funded? You know, isn't the funds released to the project once the project manager is signed and blah, blah, blah. And yes, you are absolutely right. But to even know, and just imagine, I'm gonna step back for a minute. When the business case is being built and designed, and they're thinking of, and then once everything is together, and okay, now we're about to select a project manager, and knowing that the project manager that they're going to select, and saying, okay, hey, project manager, we're curious. This is what we're looking at as far as financial. Do you have any lessons learned or previous projects that you may have run similar to this with that similar budget? And you, if you have the experience and the wisdom from being engaged in various projects, you may be able to support that and say, well, this is what I learned. I know you're looking at about 20 million, but we maybe have to look at 25 million. So that's an example of having influence as a project manager. Well, let's go to point number two. Point number two, my favorite, the one I get excited about, is called lifetime learner. Listen, one of the things about, you know, why I study project management is because of the fact that you have to be a lifetime learner. There's no exceptions. Well, excuse me, you know where I'm going with this. So for those that don't, you can click off now. What I'm saying is the fact that the reason why there is no exceptions is because when you want to be exceptional as a project manager, you have to, here goes that cliche, do what others are unwilling to do so you can have what others will not be willing to have. I know I remixed that whole thing. You're like, what is he saying? Basically, what I'm saying, family, is that if you're willing to do the things that people are not willing to do to improve their career, to have an opportunity to be prepared for advancements, then that project manager will stay stagnant. That project manager will not grow because of the fact that they made a conscious decision to not invest in themselves and to grow as a project manager. I'm always looking for new courses and new ways to develop my skill sets, either soft or hard skill sets, so I can and will be an exceptional project manager. And on this whole life learning journey, as I stated as one of the points here, is that it's exciting. You know, that's why I think I know most of the project managers who are project managers, there are people that are very creative too. And because it when you're a creative, it's like you it's so exciting, the beginning of the project. And it's even super exciting where the project ends and you are able to close that project out and you had great success. So family, I truly impose upon you. I ask of you is that when you're on this journey of being a project manager, invest in the books, invest in the courses, invest in the coaches, invest in the consultation to help you grow. Don't try to go on this journey alone, because if you go on alone, you're going to be in a bubble alone trying to figure out like, what should I be doing next? So I'm glad that you're tuned in here, you're listening to the information. And because I definitely want to be able to be the one that serves you. Moving on to point number three, the challenges. Yes, family. So when you are leading a project, there are going to be a lot of challenges that come up. And I know this doesn't may not make sense to a lot of new project managers that are coming on board, which I'm excited for that you're going to embrace this craft. But it's one of those things. When I heard Kobe Bryant, he talked about he was having an interview, I believe it was with Lewis Howe, and he asked him, I don't remember what the question was, but Kobe gave a response regarding losing. He said, "I love being able to see the results," and I'm paraphrasing, as you know, the results from losing, because when I have an opportunity to see where I lost it, I have an opportunity to fix it. And when and sometimes when you're winning, you don't really take that time to see, okay, what made this successful. Now you should, but most of the time you don't. When you're losing, you're getting the feedback to say, okay, maybe I need to go work on this, or maybe I need to go tweak this a little bit or tweak that a little bit. So it's basically the feedback that you get. And so during the project, reason why it makes it a challenge, and I know it doesn't make sense right now, but it's so exciting when you first start or even going through it, is because the opportunity to solve and trying to figure out different, patterns of why did this happen to me? Why did this risk turn into an issue? Why is this issue blocking us from moving forward? So it's things like that, family, when it comes to the whole aspect of being challenged on a project. Because if you're not being challenged on a project, then I'll be honest with you. You may want to look at an alternative project, or maybe running or seeing if you can find one. Because see, having a challenging project within the company that you work for gives you an opportunity to watch this, work on building that muscle of being able to solve problems, work on being able to connect and network with other people. Because there's going to be times, as I mentioned before, of when you're in project management, and one of the things I said it was influence. So being able to have influence, and influence comes with being able to persuade, being able to get people to build a likable type character in a sense, and a trustworthy character that has ethics that allow someone that want to take a risk on you and say, okay, I know I needed to use this particular resource over here, but we're going to give them to you, ED, because we know that you're gonna make sure that we get the best value out of this. And so those are when you're going through this process of being a project manager or studying for project management, it has to be a consistency. It has to be constant. It has to be something that you're looking for. What are the new frameworks and methodologies out there? And doesn't mean you have to use everything, because even the PMBOK is a study guide, is a study tool that allows you to pick and pull to be able to use it that makes sense in the project that you're actually leading. So family, I'll wrap up with this last bit. If you're looking for the opportunity as far as to work with me in mentorship, there's a link where it says Ask ED. Put your questions in there. I'm pretty soon going to be putting together a whole application, because I really want to work with people that are serious. And yeah, there is going to be a cost associated with it, but I want to work with people that are serious about really taking their career, if they're transitioning from maybe transitioning into project management, I should say. I really want to work with those people a lot because I know there's going to be so many different obstacles of, hey, how do I become a project manager? How do I even get the interview? So there's going to be a ton of questions compared to someone that's already a project manager and, you know, been in it for a couple years or so. So, but I'm still here to support you guys as well, because there's questions as far as leading projects you're going to have, or maybe you're changing jobs and within the same, you know, still being a project manager. So again, family, I'm here to support. There'll be a link, like I said, in the description. It's called Ask ED. I'm just here to support and serve, family. Until next time, I'm out.